The good news of Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Christ.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of Christ. When the Lord restored our fortunes, we were like those who dream, our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue with shouts of joy. In the name of God, amen. I share news with you that you probably already know. And that is that in religious communities, dreamers are dangerous people. They instill false hope. They make outlandish promises. They disrupt systems, upturn theologies, and generally make life difficult. They are big on dreams and noticeably thin when it comes to the how of change. And they dream nonetheless, which is why they are so dangerous. Consider, for example, Egypt in ancient days. They had a successful system of government and economy that protected fully 12 tribes of people. 12 disparate groups were well cared for under Egyptian rule. The economy that was created in Egypt endured for 340 years. People had jobs making bricks. The people had fantastic monuments. People were given food and drink, even onions and garlic. And the government made sure that there were no more people that could be taken care of by the government. The people were content until dreamers showed up. Dreamers kept dreaming that the people could live apart from the security and the protection of the government. And then in that haze created by dreamers, there comes one of the most dangerous dreamers of all. Dreamers who also act. This dreamer kept promising that a way could be made in the sea, a pathway in the mighty waters to bring the people to safety, but would hinder the chariot and horses, army and warriors of the very people that had protected them for 340 years. This dreamer imagined a new thing. The people could hardly conceive it. He bade the people, "Don't remember the things of old, nor consider the way things are." He gave them hope. He told them that there actually was a way in the wilderness, that there were rivers in the desert, When finally he negotiated the way of freedom for the people and they broke away, they left never thanking the Egyptian government for centuries of caretaking. Dreamers are dangerous. In first century Palestine, those people too were being provided for by the government of Rome at that time for about 100 years. Their temple was rebuilt by the graciousness of the Roman emperor. And they were allowed to worship there with certain restrictions in the new temple. The people were being protected by the government as long as they paid their taxes. And those who didn't pay their taxes, they got what they deserved. Law and order was made secure by a well-armed militia. Though the peace was a little uneasy, the people were satisfied until the dreamers showed up. Dreamers were predicting another way through the desert with pathways to liberation. Priests, prophets, ungrateful sots gave people a false hope that there was a new thing unfolding, that a Savior would rescue them. Then, through the ascent of an anonymous woman and the nurture of his friends, another dreamer was born, another one who acts. The people around him said, "Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Prince of Peace." He dreamed of a new thing. He dreamed of God whose whole intention was to bring peace in the world, and that love was the currency in that new kingdom. People were given false hope that this would be the leader who would restore the rightful theocracy that God had always planned. He began showing the strength of his arm by feeding hungry, healing sick, raising the dead. People were persuaded by this dreamer. At last, was the soldier strong enough to slay the Roman beast? Was this the one? The people didn't hear him well when he spoke of turning cheeks and offering a second coat to those who had none. Some of his crew also were convinced of his dreams, some ready to pick up weapons to follow him, some who were ready to follow the way of love. Mary was one of those convinced by the way of love, and she saw where these dreamers' words were leading and what was going to happen. Ignoring the words of Kenny Rogers, she fell in love with a dreamer. He convinced her that there was a way out of this exile, out of social and political imprisonment. And she goes to anoint his feet, ignoring all propriety and forgetting that the poor could use the money she spent on perfume. No one knows why and can figure out why she's anointing this dreamer. It's not as if Mary had ever smelled the smell of death in the air before. But she got caught up in his dreams. Dreams of liberation, of peace, of healing, of abundance, of a world where all people were connected, not separated. In her dreams, too, she also heard the faint hoofprints of his betrayers coming to murder him. So it is with love that she anoints him, the same love that he says is the way to freedom. Dreamers Beware of dreamers who threaten your way of life, who promise ways out of self-imposed exile, the exile of us versus them. Beware the dreamers who insist that the followers of Christ extend dignity and love to all people. Beware the dreamers who dream of ways to care for the poor which do not threaten billionaires. Dreamers who imagine opportunity available for everyone. The dangerous ones who dream of sharing abundance freely with people around the world. There are even dreamers who dream that God will keep churches alive and vital, despite the evidence that the whole system is already dead. How will the God of dreamers fulfill these dreams? We can scarcely guess. But they continue to dream. Dreamers regale us with tales of a God creating paths in the desert, ways through the waters, a way in rough times, that their God is doing a new thing everywhere, every year. Before the dreamer gathers ashes, dreamers who have visions that God offers a way out of hopelessness, out of despair, out of marginalization, out of poverty and injustice, they tell of a God who's paving the way with dreams. And with dreamers' ashes, once smeared on our foreheads,